Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Germanic Community College in this morning, and we're going to talk about a number of programs and opportunities through Germana that you might not have known about. Martha O'Keefe, the Associate Vice President of Workforce Development, is here this morning, and along with some other guests that we'll introduce you to in a second. But Martha's been in here before. Martha, it's good to see you. It's been a while.
Yes, Ted, we're really thrilled to be here today. There's a lot of new and exciting things happening at the college, and we look forward to sharing some of that today.
I look forward to it because I was just going to say to you that you and I have talked about workforce and in kind of things over in that area for, and it's been interesting to see as it's developed over the years. And today's show is just a great example of just a lot of new ventures and ideas and things that are really coming to pass.
Yeah, Ted, everything with workforce, we evolve and can stand up programs pretty quickly. Again, based on the need and the demand in the area, what businesses need and what our communities need, the workforce program's able to put together classes and certifications to meet the immediate and evolving needs. So we stay pretty busy. It's a lot of fun, and every day is different for sure.
Definitely. I mean, things are really moving. And in a lot of ways, if you think you know what's offered at Germana, you probably don't. It's probably worth your time to go and go to germana.edu and see some of these things, because in recent years, I know I've learned a lot about things that I had no idea Germana did.
Yeah, some of the newer things we've got going, Ted, is a heavy equipment operator program. So when you think about, you know, the construction equipment that you see on I-95, commercial development, residential development, and you see those big Caterpillar tractors and such, we're actually going to be training people to use that equipment. So that's really new. We've got a steep learning curve. We've been doing a lot of work on that, and that'll be launched a little later this spring and into the summer. Another kind of unique program that we'll be launching in the summer is our adult beverage program. So look forward to talking a little bit more about that.
Well, we will talk about that as we go along this morning. You mentioned heavy equipment. The first person we'll introduce you to and talk throughout the hour with is Ben Sherman. Ben, talking about heavy equipment and all, for every kid's dream. You mean it starts in the sandbox, and this I remember. Is this tied in some way to? I remember a few years ago when the whole asphalt program came to Germana. Is this kind of loosely connected to that?
Yeah, Ted, you know, this is kind of a spinoff of the asphalt program that we've been doing. Germana was very fortunate years ago to partner with VDOT and the Virginia Asphalt Association to create what we call VCAT, which is the Virginia Education Center for Asphalt Technology. Heavy equipment is a spinoff of that. And it's a great program. We're going to offer it at our FredCAT Center over in Central Park. We'll have two simulators there to do the performance profiles, which are a necessary part of the training. So instead of actually sitting on a piece of iron, they're going to get to actually sit on a simulator, and it's just like you're sitting out in the middle of a field working with a loader or a front-end dump truck.
But it's probably a little safer, Ben, right?
It's much safer now. Nobody will get hurt, and nothing will get run over.
So. Isn't that interesting? Because it's just like the simulators you see, like over at the police academy.
Exactly, and it's very realistic. I mean, the movement and the motions, and the great thing about it is we can also grade the student as they're going through. So as they hit certain points, they'll get points that we can accumulate and see if they've become proficient at it.
You're grading their grading.
It's so grading the grading.
So to speak. Want to talk a lot more about this. You mentioned FredCAT. What is that?
FredCAT is it's the Fredericksburg Center for Advanced Technology. Now, I use it as a couple other acronyms also. I call it the Fredericksburg Center for Asphalt Technology, or I can call it the Fredericksburg Center for Apprenticeship Technology. So it's a location in Central Park that we actually do a number of different training programs in the community.
I will never look at Fredcat the same now. I'll be always thinking, okay, which one is it today?
That's right.
But again, when we talk about things that have changed with Germana, and you talk about the technology and you talk about Fredcat over there, that's another example.
Exactly. And at that Fredcat Center, we've got, as Ben sort of talked about, a lot of apprenticeship programs. Our entire asphalt lab is located there. And with the asphalt program, I think this spring alone, we've had about 900 students through?
We're looking at just at 900 since January. We'll see about 1,800 total that'll come through the entire year. And again, that's a whole stackable credential there. You can have up to 7 different asphalt credentials.
I had no idea. And the number of people, though, that they're going through there is...
It's a statewide training program, Ted. So all the VDOT certifications are run through that center right here in Fredericksburg. A couple of sister colleges we work with at Virginia Western and Paul D. Camp do some programs there. So, yeah, we're a great hub, and the Central Park location has been awesome for us.
Yeah, interesting. We've got much more to talk about with Ben Sherman. Angela Constantino is here, and Angela, you're with the Fast Forward program. That's a credentialing program that we'll get into this morning, and a lot of good things with that.
Oh, yes. The Fast Forward program is designed to help people get the training that they need in order to get the job that they want. And I support the Fast Forward program by coaching students to help them be successful in the classroom and then assist them in landing a really good job after they've attained their nationally recognized credential.
Angela, are you dealing with people that come through that are either doing something different or going back to college and that kind of thing? Or
all of the above. So
okay.
We have people that come in straight out of high school.
Okay.
We have people that are wanting... to find a new job or need new skills, and they're returning to the workforce, or they just want to change in their career and they're looking to do something different.
Well, for you, though, just dealing with so many different kinds of people has got to be a challenge as a coach, because the person coming out of high school may be much different than the person who's been in the workforce a while.
Right. Well, I think that's the key, is really meeting people where they are and then helping them to overcome whatever barriers they're facing to help them be successful in the classroom and beyond. And so it's really, it's a fascinating opportunity. It's a great time to really meet people where they are and getting them to where they want to be.
Well, and to be a coach too, to be able to, I'm sure you're thrilled so often when you see someone who, experiences success.
It's a great feeling. It really is. When someone has worked hard, has overcome some sort of challenge, and is really sort of reached that next level for them, whatever that means.
Marie Hawley also here this morning. And Marie, you have a number of different hats here this morning. But again, you're dealing with a section of Germana with new things, and I think of things a lot of people don't really know about.
That's right, Ted. One of the programs that I'm helping with is in conjunction with what Angela does with career coaching, and actually it'll be located over at Fredcat. We're doing a Pathways to a Teaching Career. There's a pretty big shortage across the nation, but here in Virginia as well, obviously, for teachers. And so we will host on April 3rd an event that evening at 6:30 at Fredcat in Central Park with Dr. Kimberly Ogden, who's with Educate Virginia. And she's going to really come and tell everybody what it takes to kind of take one career path and switch it over to become a teacher, which is so needed in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So I'll be there that day to kind of help orchestrate from what kind of credentials you might need from academically in order to move into teaching in Virginia.
We're talking Germana Community College this morning. Martha O'Keefe is here. Ben Sherman is here. Angela Constantino and Marie Hawley. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Germanic Community College, our focus this morning. Martha O'Keefe, Ben Sherman, Angela Constantino, and Marie Hawley here. Martha is the Associate Vice President with Workforce and Professional Development. And Martha, just as we talk about these things and just see the continuing how it continues to increase. Again, you go back to just how much higher education continues to change and how Germana continues to adapt to needs. Ben talks about VDOT. You know, we hear about teacher shortages and those kind of things. And Germana's right there doing what you can.
Absolutely, Ted. And workforce especially has to be very flexible and fluid and able to launch and stand up new programs all the time, because jobs are changing, the business needs are changing, the community's changing. I mean, you just look at the population growth over the last 10 years. That speaks quite a bit. So we're excited about everything. Every day is a new day, and really looking forward to the changes that lie ahead.
Angela Constantino is was with the Center for Workforce, a career coach. And the talk about this fast forward credentialing program. It's just by the name itself, it sounds as though that it helps you get what you need maybe a little faster.
Yes, absolutely. That's what it's designed for. So, as Martha was alluding to, the workforce courses are tied to the economic development of Virginia, and Virginia was facing a shortage of workers in certain areas. So one of the ways to get people the training that they need to be able to fill these jobs with high wages is to help them with tuition. And that's where the Fast Forward program was designed. So let's say a training cost, $3,000, for example. The student in the Fast Forward program is responsible for a third, so $1,000. And then there is financial aid to help them if they qualify for that. Then once the student finishes the course, the state will pay the second $1,000 on their behalf. And then once they earn their nationally recognized credential, the state will pay the third. So it's an awesome time, a great opportunity to learn new skills that will lead to a very good job with, you know, family-sustaining wages, and can really help people get to that next level.
But for businesses, seems like a big help for businesses.
Oh, it's huge. And that's another part of this program too, is so once students have attained their credential, really making sure that they have the job readiness skills to join a company, we help them find companies, we help them with their job search, we just support them in any way that we can to connect them to that employer.
And just to have that credential, the credentials gives you a leg up.
Oh, absolutely. And it's portable. So, I mean, obviously we want them to be here in Virginia and help businesses here and improve their lives. But they can take that anywhere. Again, it's nationally recognized. So it's a win-win.
Okay, I was going to ask you that interesting. So I was going to say, because of the state helping to pay, is there any kind of strings attached that they want you to stay in Virginia a certain amount of time?
No, I mean, really the only criteria is that it is open to, the Fast Forward program is available to Virginians who have been domiciled here. So they have set up residence here for a year.
Okay. Boy, has this been around for very long?
I think it started in 2016, sort of the first rendition of it. It's been going in 2-year cycles. So it's growing, leaps and bounds. We're very fortunate to be supported by funding from the General Assembly. And so it's a good thing.
Well, and the other thing, I guess, a person knows, or you know, they're looking at the whole credentialing situation and trying to figure out how you're gonna pay for it. All of a sudden, you bump into Fast Forward, Exactly. And everything becomes doable.
Right, right. And so that was, you know, one of the reasons to have the Fast Forward program is to make it easy for people to come in and get the training that they need. It's really a comprehensive program in the sense of not only helping with the enrollment and the funding, but also support while you're in the course, and then earning the credential, and then beyond that, you know, getting and keeping the job.
If I could just jump in for a second, Angela does a fantastic job with our students and helping to counsel and guide them and help them to complete their credentials and get jobs. But as far as the scope of the Fast Forward program, it's really designed for certifications in which someone can actually enter a job. For example, some of our Fast Forward programs include CDL truck driver, we've got our apprenticeship programs, some of our IT certifications. So it's, you know, to really help people to get those certifications that are going to put them to work just as soon as they finish that training. So the other thing, I mean, we're so psyched that there's state money available to help with non-credit courses, because really before this, there wasn't. I mean, there's the federal financial aid for academic mm-hmm. programs, but there was nothing out there for the non-credit credentials. So this is huge. The other thing is it's not a open wallet, so to speak. there's certain funding caps and these kinds of things. So we certainly encourage folks to get in touch with us, reach out to Angela. Just in the last year, we had the apprenticeship programs, which are under Ben's areas, approved. So businesses can take advantage of that funding as well.
So Angela, you hear from individuals, you hear from businesses, you know, who should contact you if they want to find out more about this? It should, I guess, businesses can.
Absolutely. And they do. So I speak with employers because, you know, especially ones who want to recruit people with certain types of skills, mm-hmm. Certainly students. I mean, it really touches everyone. So it's a great program. Really excited to be a part of it.
Just go to germana.edu and go to the workforce section. Is that the where
you? That's right. Or you can also go to fastforwardva.org.
Okay. Is the Fast Forward program, Martha, involved? Are other community colleges doing this?
Yeah, Ted. It's a statewide program, so all the community colleges in Virginia have access to it. But it's each college can have their own programs, you know, based on the economy in that region. So Fast Forward, you know, in Norfolk might be something related to shipbuilding, you know. So it depends on the area of the state, the economy in the state, and what's of high demand in that region.
Marie Hawley, when you're doing things, when you're doing things like career days and career fairs and things like that, does this kind of thing come up?
Right. We definitely have a one-door concept we're trying to develop even more fully at Germana. So I work really on what's called the academic or credit side. So a student would come to me thinking I'm going to potentially pursue an associate's degree and maybe on to a bachelor's degree. But in the end, the talk kind of sways a little bit. And the reality is they want something more of a hands-on career that might be something that Ben's doing with apprenticeships over at FredCat. Or we then send them, maybe possibly talk to Angela about the Fast Forward programs. And the same goes back in terms of when they meet with students who really the reality is they want something that's more academic, mm-hmm. and they'll send them over to CS. And so we really try to integrate a career path for students that's right for them and have that comprehensive discussion. So if a student comes into the career center at the Fredericksburg campus and starts talking about a path that they're looking for, they may indeed be looking at some academic credits that would lead to an associate's degree. But they may also have some time to pick up some credentials that are quicker, that can get them to work, because really the goal is that a lot of our students are looking for an employability opportunity that can give them money to earn while they're going to school, and then to see where it goes, because really the fact is that the more skills that you have, no matter what it is you're looking to do eventually, the more employable you'll be. And so we talk to the same employers, we talk about the same types of recruitment things. In fact, on April 17th of just here next month, we're having a really large career expo that's open to anybody that wants to come on the Fredericksburg campus, and we'll have talked to people who often work with workforce and Martha and Ben and Angela, or there'll be people that work with directly with the credit-based students. And so we really try to mix the programs together so that when someone comes to Germana, they're not just coming to one counter and saying, oh, we can't help you, you need to go over to that counter. We're really looking at the whole approach to helping a student figure out what their path is to success.
No, I was just, as you were talking, I was thinking, I've got like all of you, I'm sure, do work together on a lot of different things and know somebody needs maybe to go to see Ben or they need to go to see Angela or, you know, so I guess you do all have to work really close together.
Right. And a big thing is about funding. Obviously, if you're a credit-based student and academic, there's federal funding that's typical of the FAFSA and things that you've heard about for years. But again, with the credentialing, some may not understand that they can go to get a certain credential or apprenticeship opportunity, and there's different funding doors for that. And so we really want to have that discussion with the student so that they don't walk away thinking, how am I going to pay for this? How can this be a reality for me? We really lay out all the opportunities for them, and we're okay with making sure they get the best fit for them for their own personal success.
Workforce, the whole workforce side of things, Martha, it's ever changing, and you really deal with a lot of different things than just typical, you know, college, different typical college students, perhaps.
Yeah, but there's a lot of angles to serve the community and to you know, help folks get the skills that they need. And for example, a number of students will come in the workforce door, so to speak, have a little success in that realm. Maybe they've worked with Angela and they've gotten their certification and, you know, gotten launched. And then they're like, hey, maybe I can get a degree.
Yeah.
So, you know, then we start working with them on that pathway, as Marie was talking about.
This is exciting stuff. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Marie Hawley here, Angela Constantino, Ben Sherman, and Martha O'Keefe. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll continue to talk about Germana and our workforce when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Germana Community College this morning. Martha O'Keefe is here. Ben Sherman is here. Angela Constantino is here. And Marie Hawley is here. And we're talking workforce and other things. Before we talk to Ben about heavy equipment again, as far as registration goes, Martha, I know that there are some keys points. Marie, you're sitting up straight.
Yes, of course. I'm all ready to talk about registration for academic programs. If you're looking for academic credit for the summer, registration's underway. So if you have to complete your degree, you want to fill in some classes from, you know, as a transient student at another college, university, all you parents listening at home, they can start enrolling in summer classes now. That's going on right now. For fall classes, April 1st, you'll be able to register for fall classes, which actually start halfway through August, but it's fall classes. So summer class registration for academic programs is underway, and April 1st we'll start loading in classes for the fall semester. So it's here. So
it's coming. I was going to say, and you're right about the summer, because I know a few years ago, when my son was transferring and needed to do some things, he scrambled to get into some Germana classes, and so this is the time to start thinking of that.
Right, it's a great way to kind of fill in the summer a little bit. We do online, we do, you know, 8 week, 10 week, 5 week. We have our new robust Stafford campus, the Barbara J. Freed campus, which is up just about mid Stafford by the hospital in Stafford. So we have a multiple of locations, and so it's some form that you can pick up a couple of credits this summer to fill in the blanks or to continue working on your degree with Germana.
I like calling that the robust Stafford campus. That's a good way to...
It's going well the same
day. It is, yes.
It really is.
So, and that's there. A lot of times you don't think of it, but there's...
Right, it's a beautiful center, and lots of good things happening there. We are expanding our nursing program, so it has a cohort happening there as well. So, yes, we've got a lot of good things, and summer registration is underway.
And Martha, on the workforce side of things, those classes, they're all times and all seasons.
Absolutely, Ted. So registration for non-credit workforce classes is a little bit different from the academic. So workforce has rolling admissions, meaning if the class is open, students can register at any time, and registration is done online. You just go to germana.edu/workforce, and you can browse our classes. So there's no real like registration period. We do suggest folks take a look and try to register about a week prior, just to make sure that there's time for everything to get in the system, student to get ready. But I mean, a student, if there's a class that starts at 1 o'clock, the student can register at 9 or 10 a.m. that same day if they'd like to. So anyway, it's just wanted to share that with folks.
Yep. Again, germana.edu, and that'll give you all kinds of all the Germana information. Ben Sherman here. We started off and started talking about the heavy equipment operator class. To get into that, is there any kind of do you have to have some experience?
No experience is necessary. We do have a prerequisite, which is our core craft skills class. The core craft skills is an introduction to all of our apprenticeship programs and is a national credential in itself. Along the pathway, you'll also get an OSHA 10 card. So again, it's a great entry level, and then you move into the heavy equipment, or you can move into some of our other apprenticeship programs, HVAC, electrical, plumbing, asphalt technology, and many other more. We do have a new one, an open pit miner program, which is a state program that we're actually partnering with Mountain Empire, and that is a 3-year apprenticeship program. So it's a great entry level, and it's a great way to move forward. I always say climbing the ladder to success.
Well, and I remember a few years ago when the asphalt program came, and I thought, okay, well, that's nice. And then you start seeing what the wages were for that, and it was like, this is something that people need to consider.
Well, it's a great way. We had one apprentice that went through the 4-year program. He started around $30,000. About a month or so ago, I was talking to him. I said, "So how you doing now?" He says, "Oh, good, good." I said, "How much you making?" He said, "Oh, it's a little bit over 100 now." So it's a great, great career.
Yeah, no, it opened my eyes to a whole lot of things. And I guess with the heavy equipment and just with the construction that's going on and with what you said, the tie-in with VDOT, there are a lot of opportunities.
It's a huge amount of opportunities. We're going to have part of the heavy equipment operators, if you complete the class, we're going to have a guaranteed interview program. So we're going to guarantee you at least an interview with a company that is looking for employees. So complete the class. You know you've got one shot, so you just need to interview them.
So do you have a background in this?
I'm actually a mechanical engineer by trade. Actually owned and operated my own business for a couple years. I've also had several apprentices go through my programs when I was in business. Then Germana came knocking, and I answered the door.
The class, I noticed that the level one started yesterday.
Actually, we put that off, Ted. The start date is May the 23rd.
Oh, okay.
So they can still get signed up. We did that because our simulators, which are a major part of them, are coming in the first part of May.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
We'll have the simulators up and operational at that time.
I'd like to see the simulator sometimes. That would be a fun thing to do.
We'd love for you to come over and maybe broadcast live while you're doing your simulator.
you talk, though, just about the experience you can get doing something like that.
Yeah, the simulators are very realistic. They are Caterpillar simulators, so we're going to be on Caterpillar equipment. It actually goes from everything from loading a dump truck with an excavator to a front-end loader to a grader to just a regular bulldozer.
How long does it take to get some of the certifications or licenses in this?
Well, our core craft class is a 15-week class. They meet once a week. You get that credential pretty much at the end. You'll have about 9 different tests that you have to take, and then you have to do a performance profile. The other things are all are stackable credentials. All of our apprenticeships are stackable in that as you go through a level, you actually get a credential. The apprenticeships are great. Talking about having financial aid, this is a learn while you earn. So an apprenticeship is actually sponsored by a company. They put you through. Usually they pay for the classes. Some of them do, some of them don't. But you also are getting paid on that time on the job. So you're going to school, you're learning, and when you're done, you can actually sit for a license with the state of Virginia.
Exciting program. It's worth getting looking into. And again, go to the website, the workforce area, and look for Ben Sherman. And this really is just a lot of opportunities here, and really broadens what you do.
Well, that is a great thing. It's a lot of different pathways you can go. In our industrial maintenance program, already has a pathway from the apprenticeship to an associate's degree. And hopefully more are coming soon. So again, don't look at it. Climbing that ladder to success. You can keep going, you can stop, and then come back and keep climbing.
Marie Hawley here with talking about pathways. That really is a way. I mean, you offer enough things, and you've got something coming up, I know, on April 3rd that explains more of what Pathways is all about.
Right. Again, we're going to have a nice program on the evening of April 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at the Fred Cat location, which is over by Funland in Central Park. And we'll have, again, Dr. Kimberly Ogden from Educate Virginia. She's going to really come in and talk about the career switcher program that's been around for a number of years, but mm-hmm. It will talk about a path that's specific to taking a different degree that you've used for something else and then switching it into credentials to become a licensed teacher in Virginia. Ms. Teresa Connor, who is our director of our early childhood education program at Germana, will also be there, and she'll talk about another pathway to getting into the field of education through early childhood education. I'll be there available as well to talk about what kind of credits you might need to be able to have to augment towards your other degree in order to go into the teaching field for that licensing. And Angela Constantino will be there as well to talk a little bit about some of the other paths through the fast forward coaching and those methods for getting into the teaching field or something to do with education, because there's a number of pathways and there's definitely a huge need in the Commonwealth to fill things from special education to elementary ed. You know, if you're interested in career and technical education, big need for that. Foreign languages, you know, our health and PE and things of, you know, history. Come over on April 3rd. We're really going to talk in depth about how to go after this credential with the Career Switchers program.
It's April 3rd, starts at 6:30.
That's correct. Again, at Fred Cat, which, again, we've mentioned is in Central Park, just on the backside of Funland.
I was going to say, you're right next to Funland.
right. So
you can call it Center for Academic Teachers.
Yep,
right,
that can be. There's another one, Ben.
There's another name. There's
right.
Exactly. I'm totally confused.
Yeah. And people will be overwhelmed because, again, it's an opportunity to obviously come hear about the pathways to a teaching career in the Commonwealth, but you're going to get a great view as to what goes on at the Fred Cat Center, because it's a pretty wide open facility where you walk in and you're amazed at the equipment and the technology that's in there. And those of us who work for the college, every time we go in, we're like kids because we want to touch all this stuff and have fun with it. And it's a lot of it's virtual, but the technology is real, and it is amazing. And then you go back and you can see, as you mentioned, there's so much to do with asphalt. And there it is in the back. You can see that. But
yeah.
There's a lovely facility in there, and we'll have this meeting that's kind of a central location for people to kind of come from everything. You've been thinking about teaching, you're trying to change your career, you're in the midst of your educational field program, and you're thinking, maybe teaching is the right field for me. It's a great profession, and we're in serious need for some people who really want to be committed to the profession.
And I would, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So, Marie, I could just like to jump on for a second as far as teaching and faculty for the workforce programs. You know, we're seeing tremendous growth in the demand for apprenticeship and credentials. So along with the academic faculty, we're always looking for qualified workforce faculty. And there's just really three things that we look for in our workforce faculty. One, subject matter expertise. Two, experience either teaching or facilitating.
Mm-hmm.
And three, passion in the classroom. So that's all it takes. Folks that have worked in these fields make wonderful teachers. We'll work with you on some of the classroom management skills or any questions that you have. So reach out to us if you're thinking about part-time work or a second career. We'd love to talk to you.
I was just going to say that, Martha, because Angela, I was thinking, as Marie was talking, if I've got questions about wanting to be a career switcher, or to, you know, I can't think of anybody better than you all to come and, you know, to sit down and you all would be able to map something out of saying, you know, have you thought about this? Have you thought about this? Or this is available. There's a lot of things available that a lot of times we don't know about.
Absolutely. I mean, that is our specialty, is creating educational and training plans for students. So figuring out where they are and what they need in order to get where they want to go.
And I guess people come to you all the time, Marie, and you're with some of those same questions, and are just, I would be very surprised, you know, as you look at these things, there's you know, in a lot of ways, there's no way you can always know what's out there, and that's where you and Angela and Ben come in.
Right. We'll look at what they've done academically, we'll look at what they've done employment-wise, and we'll map out a path for them that they probably didn't think was doable in a short amount of time, or they can start even launching their career as a teacher or something else while finishing the rest of the credentials that they need. And so coming in and having a conversation with us can really enlighten people as to how this is really possible for them.
You said something earlier about there's a career fair in April.
Yeah, we're having our big annual career expo April 17th. It's at the Fredericksburg campus. It's open to anybody that wants to come. We already have probably close to 40 employers that have committed to coming to it. Mm. So it's from 10 to 1, and it's on the Fredericksburg campus, and hopefully it'll be beautiful weather because we'd like to have it outside. And it's usually a great opportunity. We'll have, you know, full-time, part-time, summer employment, internship opportunities, and volunteer opportunities, because volunteering is a great way to build your career experience as well. So that's April 17th at the Fredericksburg campus from 10 to 1.
You just answered my other question about mm-hmm. internships, about, you know, how plentiful they are, or, you know, I guess you have information on that.
Right. We're growing internships all the time. We have exciting opportunities that we've put students in. We'll put a couple of students into the, once again, down into a NASA internship that's specifically designed and earmarked for community college students. So a lot of times we'll promote the NASA opportunity internship, and students will be very, very leery of even applying, because they think, well, certainly they wouldn't want someone who goes to a community college. Well, they exactly want somebody that goes to a community college. They want the credentials we've been developing for them. And we send 2 or 3 students every year down to Langley, out to Wallops Island, and they spend the summer working alongside, you know, rocket scientists and doing cool things with NASA.
Seriously?
Absolutely. It is, and it's a large stipend that comes with it. And we've had students that have gone on to do great things. A number of our students have continued to work with NASA while finishing their bachelor's degree, and have great careers from this. It's really a cool opportunity. But the Virginia Community College System has made a commitment to this internship along with NASA for a number of years. And we are so excited that we've had more students apply this year than ever. So who knows, if the other community colleges don't send students, we might have more students go. Yeah. But it's a great opportunity.
Don't let anybody ever say it's just Germana. That's
right.
That's a great story.
Exactly.
Marie Hawley here this morning. Angela Constantino, Ben Sherman, and Martha O'Keefe are talking Germana Community College. We will wrap this up when we come back. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We will wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking Germana Community College this morning with Martha O'Keefe, Ben Sherman, Angela Constantino, and Marie Hawley all here. Ben, you were just talking about go to the germana.edu, the workforce site, and there's a student questionnaire.
Yes. If you go to germana.edu/workforce and go under apprenticeships, you'll see down about halfway down the page, it's a student questionnaire. If the student's interested in any of our apprenticeships or any of our programs, fill this out, and then it'll automatically get sent to our email account, and then we'll set up a time when you can sit down with somebody and do a pathway for yourself. So
it's right there. That's sort of the intro to all of this
that
we've
correct.
Talked about.
And then we can help them and get them placed in the right class and talk about apprenticeships and the opportunities that they have.
Germana.edu again with the workforce. Angela, as we've talked about the fast forward program, I guess, I mean, that's worth looking into. And again, you're the one of the point people to contact.
Absolutely. And the apprenticeship program is part of fast forward program. So
they're not two separate programs.
No. So I have students. Well, our apprenticeship program is included under the umbrella of fast forward.
Sure.
Which means that the funding is there and this ability to create a pathway and training opportunities to a great job. So I often have students contacting me. In fact, yesterday I had a student call me. He wanted to know about a plumbing apprenticeship. And I told him about the student questionnaire, and that's how to kind of get started with that, mm-hmm. to then be able to talk to somebody in depth about what they need to do. And then they'll probably circle around back to me in terms of funding or a coaching or whatever else that they need in order to be successful.
But the student questionnaire sounds like that's really where you want to start.
Oh, that's absolutely. It's sort of, like if you want more information about something and that flags us so that, you know, it's the way to connect.
Yeah.
A student and Germana. So that's the first step. And then from there we can, get people what they need.
Yeah, and you're right. I think there's probably a lot of circling around that does it before you get it all. But there's a lot of information here.
There is a lot of information, and so we are very careful in not overwhelming anybody and assisting them to get to the right people at the right time so that we can, walk them through the process and help them as much as possible to get enrolled in the class and to get on, on their way to getting what they need.
April 1st is when when fall registration starts.
That's right. We've got fall registration starting April 1st for credit-based courses. Summer registration is underway now, so if there's a course again that someone wants to take in order to augment their degree either with us or at another university or college, that registration is underway. And on April 6th, which is a Saturday, we'll have an open house on all of our locations. We'll have all of our resources there and all the folks to talk about programs, academic programs, and resources. So April 6th will be an open house from first thing in the morning till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So come by the campuses and the centers throughout the area. And there'll also be an opportunity on April 6th to register for classes as well.
Okay. There's so much information, and there's just so much here that I would think going to one of these open houses is just gold as far as just being able to get some time with each of you in some ways just to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for students to stop in, bring their families, see the facilities. We got wonderful facilities. It was a student on campus doing some employment recruiting the other day, and she had graduated in 2010, and she said, wow, I cannot believe how beautiful the campus is and the new buildings. So the science and technology building and the parking garage had gone up in that time. She was really excited and impressed to see how Germana had grown. So
the adult beverage courses, we're almost out of time, Martha, but when you said that's we're at the very beginning of that, I guess.
Yeah, we're getting ready to launch that, Ted, this summer. I don't know, is it too early in the morning to talk about adult beverages? Maybe it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
<That's> correct. Well, thank you all. This is great information. We'll continue to stay up on it. Martha O'Keefe, Ben Sherman, Angela Constantino, Marie Hawley, thanks for what you do at Germana. Germana.edu, look for workforce. And go look for that student questionnaire. Thank
you
all.
Thanks for listening to Town
Talk.
Thanks,
you, Ted.
News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own. And not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.